Hi, my name is Jeffrey. I'm from Hollywood, and I just saw Snakes on a Plane, and I really liked it because it had humor, gore, suspense. I got my $9 worth.
I'm Daniel, and I'm from Los Angeles here, Hollywood. I thought it was okay, honestly. I was a little bit let down. I thought it'd be more, scary or, had more violence, but it was still okay. It's still a fun ride.
I'm Alan from Hollywood, just saw Snakes on a Plane. And it was quite a good film. Very funny, great action, great special effects, and I thought it definitely lived up to the hype from the internet, without a doubt.
That was audience reaction to the movie Snakes on a Plane, the New Line Cinema suspense thriller starring Samuel L. Jackson that opened over the weekend. The film received tremendous hype from the internet for months prior to its opening. And joining me to talk about the film's release is movie analyst Brandon Gray of BoxOfficeMojo.com, an online publication that tracks and reports on the numbers at the box office. Brandon, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
And thanks for having me, Matt.
First off, how did the movie do in its opening weekend?
Well, Snakes on a Plane did about $15.2 million over the weekend, including Thursday night previews. You subtract those Thursday night previews and it did about 13.8, barely squeaking by as the number one picture of the weekend ahead of Talladega Nights. The opening was basically on par for the genre. It was a little bit better than Anaconda's The Hunt for the Blood Orchid, which debuted in August of 2004 to about 12.8, but it was below Red Eye, another plane thriller that opened on the same weekend, in fact, last summer, and yet did over 16 million. So there's a lot of ways to look at Snakes on the Plane. Is it, on one sense, it was relatively low budget, over $30 million. It's a genre picture. These kinds of pictures very rarely reach mass appeal. But then on the other hand, it had the raft of hype, constant mainstream media coverage, and failed to live up to those expectations.
And that does segue right into my next question. Have you ever seen or do you even recall a movie getting as much internet hype prior to its release?
Snakes on a Plane certainly had more internet hype than I can remember. I mean, the classic example, the one that's constantly repeated, is the Blair Witch Project in the infancy of the internet, practically. But I think that was a different situation. The internet was still young, and people thought that was a real thing that happened, and that was part of the mythos of that picture. Snakes on a Plane is a different story. Other similar pictures one could think of include Serenity, the adaptation of the TV show Firefly that had an intense internet audience, but a very small one. That picture opened at $10 million and petered out at about $25 million. And of course, there's the Kevin Smith pictures. He's really developed himself online with his own site, yet his pictures have never really broken out. His highest grossing pictures are like in the low $30 million for Dogma and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and his latest picture, Clerks 2, didn't go anywhere. Another picture would be Team America, the from the creators of South Park. That was the comedy spoof of action movies and politics, but it made less on its opening weekend, in fact, than Snakes on a Plane.
So the question then that begs to be asked is, did the hype help or hurt the movie?
Well, Snakes on a Plane, in one sense, can be classified as a horror comedy, and horror comedies are really difficult to sell. Earlier this year, you had the movie Slither, which made about $8 million, and a few years ago, you had Eight-Legged Freaks, this giant spider movie that made zilch. So one could say that the hype and awareness generated by it for Snakes on a Plane helped it make more money than those pictures did on their opening weekend. I mean, it made more in its opening weekend than Slither did in its entire run. But on the other hand, it was all about this title and how ridiculous it was, how stupid it was. And Snakes on a Plane is such a descriptive title, it already comes to one's mind what that movie will be, that there is no need to see it. You don't have to pay money in order to enjoy the title.
Interestingly enough, I understand that the movie company, New Line Cinema, didn't even provide a critics screening, a pre-screening for critics, so the movie didn't even get a review prior to its release. Why do you think they did that?
In part because horror pictures don't need reviews in order to succeed, and they figured they didn't need any more publicity. They already had it. So not only were there no reviews, but they had people talking about the fact there were no reviews. That was advertised as well, almost as if this was a movie for the fans. This movie was changed and adapted based on fan input, and they wanted to have that perception out there, and well, that's what they got. It was a movie for the fans, and there simply weren't that many fans.
Mm-hmm. Finally, how do you think technology, the internet, blogging, etc., is going to impact future movie releases?
It's already had a huge impact with studios making movies to cater to these fans. If anything, Snakes on a Plane probably will keep people from doing that in the near future, because it was a curse and a blessing, and right now it's perceived to be more of a curse because the media built it up. Now they got to tear it down, and that's the downside to manufactured hype. And you can promote a movie however you want, but it's still, you have the movie that you've made. And with Snakes on a Plane, they had a movie that wasn't that appealing to a broad audience, from concept to execution to everything. And you know, the best marketing strategy is to first and foremost try to tell a good story. And they get that mastered, and the rest will fall into place. I didn't bother to see Snakes on a Plane because I feel like I've seen the movie. Snakes on a Plane, from the title to the hype to knowing what the fans contributed to the movie, and no doubt what they're now dissecting in a few message boards here and there. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson had greater success with Deep Blue Sea, which came out in 1999. That was a big hit compared to Snakes on a Plane, and the first Anaconda remains the snake movie to beat, because that was, if you adjust for ticket price inflation, Anaconda's gross probably would be over $100 million today.
Alrighty. Brandon Gray of BoxOfficeMojo.com, thanks for being on the podcast today.
All right. Thank you, Matt.